It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team. I almost said personal. It is personal. Purple Door Team, we were listening to Personal Jesus with Johnny Cash earlier, so that's where that came from.
You'll get to hear it soon.
You will. It's one of our songs for the day. It's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009. And I'm in the Playhouse today. There's three other people here today, so we have one extra person.
Holla, shout
extra.
Out.
Scott. Scott's in a holla mood.
Right?
Holla.
I'm in a good mood.
Scott's in a good mood.
Another pound down.
Right? Are you?
Yes.
I cannot.
I didn't go weigh in, but I weighed myself. Publix.
You did?
We're shopping, and weight loss is a pleasure.
Are those accurate?
When you weigh yourself week after week, yes.
Oh, do you really go?
So you can
at
least know how you're fluctuating, regardless of
I am not.
Whether the actual weight
I did not go to Lake Jackson Weight Loss Center this week.
Nor I.
Because Patty had a not as bright week
you
as she would like
the wagon
to have.
Or in the wagon.
The wagon fell on Patty. The wagon fell on me.
In the size
of a
big
better.
Burger.
So I took my pills again today.
Good for you.
If you do go to Lake Jackson Weight Loss Center, use my name. Say Patty. I'll work it out. You get $20 off. They usually give me the $20, but if you use my name, I'll give you the $20.
Free bottle of calcium.
Do you get a free bottle of calcium too?
No, I'm just making that.
Oh, is that what $20 is?
$20 is $20.
Well, that is too. But you get $20 off. If you use my name, I will tell them just to give you the $20 the next time you come in.
Oh, well,
it nice. Is. They're really nice people.
Unless
granted, I've only lost
customer.
6.2 pounds.
Unless you're an existing customer.
Yeah.
I think you would not be.
I think all roads lead to the gym.
Hmm.
And I'm really
haven't seen that
struggling
road yet.
With that mentally. Right. So, hey, back to the Playhouse. I digress. Everyone wants to talk about their weight, though. Angus is here. Angus is back from his trip to Michigan.
Oh, you had to bring it up, huh? You had to bring it up.
Hey,
yeah, it was a tough weekend.
When you pull $10 out of my pocket because you win by 1,100 seats, guess what? I'm going to rub it in when the Big House loses at home.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. It
Dude,
was down torrential downpour. It was difficult.
I didn't think it rained over the Big House. I thought it rained everywhere else but over the Big House.
No, it was probably the most intense rainstorm that I've actually spent time outside in my life.
How are your shoes now?
Oh, they're barely dry.
Are they moldy?
No, no, no.
Do they stank?
No, no, they did.
Are they dank?
They did stank, and they were dank.
Angus uses dank.
I do
all
use
the
dank.
Time as if like. What would be a good
like it's cool
like it's cool
yeah.
But it's not it's
but it's dank.
Dank and dank in a real estate is like
you don't want to hear dank
yeah.
You don't want to hear dank.
It's that smell you can't get
it's
out of your
super
nose.
Dank in this
yeah,
house
says,
right
so
now
Patty, this is dank and I'm like mildewy.
it's actually
that's
moist.
The fakest laugh I've ever. So it does rain in the Big House.
It does. And it was tough. It was a bad loss. And,
but guess who won?
Yeah, who won? Penn State. Great.
We
for you.
Are.
Great job.
We
proud,
are.
Proud of you, Patty.
We are.
All of your contributions to that team have really paid off.
We are.
Putting in the work in the weight room.
I am.
Getting the cardio going. And
it's my.
The play calling has been phenomenal on your end.
It has.
Very proud.
I am.
Very proud.
I know how to talk routes.
That's great.
Whoa. Wasn't that funny?
It's very interesting hearing a female.
No, it's not interesting.
About,
it's funny.
Oh, it's funny. That's right. It's funny hearing a female talk about routes. Ha ha.
Routes and now, now there goes your yogurt commercial.
Yeah, there goes
you're
your
still
yogurt.
Gonna get paid. We're just not gonna run your yogurt.
No,
ads.
No, no more Dannon for you, Cam Newton.
No, but he will get paid. They have to pay him. What this nothing
no,
to do with
no, they breached the contract. He breached the contract.
By saying
well,
what?
So there's probably an opt clause where they had to shelve out, X amount of dollars to cease the deal that currently existed.
Well, actually, I would never talk about a route in football because I don't know anything about it. But I do know basketball, so I would talk about that. But I'm sure that would be funny for people.
There you go.
Because I coached basketball. I played basketball.
That's very cool. I did. I used to coach some middle school and younger kids, like 8 to 10 year olds in basketball.
That's fun.
When
except
I was in
the
high
parents
school.
Really aren't.
Yeah,
fun.
I know. The parents are the worst. I've experienced that just as well as a coach, and I also did some officiating for middle school and high school basketball up here in Leon County last year.
Oh, you did officiate?
Yes, I did, and that was. probably the biggest thing that I had to try and block out of my head was just the inexplicable screams from the crowd of parents that think they know everything about the game of basketball, and then in reality, they really don't.
I think my time in coaching is the reason why my voice is raspy now and I have a node on my vocal cords.
50 up downs!
Oh my God. I screamed the entire time. My kids hated that I was their coach.
Really?
Hated
it. Yeah, I had my dad.
I was all about the drills. I was all about, you need to learn how to bounce pass before you can run a screen.
Oh, of course.
But
of
the
course.
Parents of the third graders.
Yeah, you need to be able to teach the basics.
They needed to run the screen before they knew how to bounce. No. And I feel like bounce pass.
I mean, the
pass
kid can barely shoot it to a 10-foot hoop. How are you going to try to have him run
the
a complicated screen?
The bounce pass is the one technique that you really need to know to move on in basketball.
I agree.
I'm a very big fan of foul shots bounce passes.
Look, that's free points
It's free.
You got to make it happen.
You
That's why they call it free throws.
So I don't know routes, but I know screens in basketball.
Well, next time I have a basketball question, I'll hit you up.
Not only that, I want to go watch you officiate.
That'd be fun. I don't currently have the time to dedicate to that right now, but I definitely want to in the near future.
But I would love to watch you and then yell at you as if I was a parent.
It's okay, Patty.
It's okay.
I know you love me.
I do love you. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us what you won.
Well,
behind door number three.
I didn't really win anything, but I on Tuesday of this past week, I had the opportunity to graduate from the Leon County Sheriff's Office Citizens Academy. So it was a 10-week program where we met every Tuesday and we're basically acquainted with all the different facets that the Leon County Sheriff's Office, all the things that they do on a daily basis to keep our community safe and all the inner workings that we as citizens don't really see on a daily basis.
Way you judge.
Exactly. So it was really cool to have the opportunity to build those personal human connections with.
How often do they have said academy?
Every 6 months. So it's they do it twice a year. So the next one will be coming up in February. And you can go to Leon County Sheriff's Office website to sign up for that. It's a very simple process to go through to sign up
for.
They let me in.
Yeah.
They let me in. So
you were committed, like you couldn't do things with us in the evening because you had your sheriff.
Yeah, and it was a very small amount of time that I had to dedicate in order to, and I think that it's equipped me with the information and the talking points to be able to go out in the community and tell people, what Leon County Sheriff's Office really does and what they do on a daily basis. Yeah, it was a good time. And one thing I do want to say is something that I don't think I've ever seen in any business, any entity, any group that I've been a part of or gone to is that genuinely every single person that I encountered in this experience, which was probably over 100 different officers, lieutenants, sergeants and whatnot, every single person loved their job. And that was surprising to me. And
you can't do this without
loving
our job.
You can't. You really can't. And that was, I feel like I'm pretty good at reading how genuine people are when they're, bringing up something. And every single time it was the family aspect of the sheriff's office, as well as the fact that everybody just loves what they're doing.
Right.
I think that we are very, very lucky to have the kind of leadership that we do in Sheriff McNeil. I may not always agree with his politics, but at the end of the day, I do believe that he is a man of integrity. And he is a man.
Dude, that's what counts right
now. That's what counts. It's what matters. Exactly. And he runs a very tight ship.
So lacking.
Exactly. And he cares about this community, which is a big deal. It's a big, big deal. And being 21 and having the knowledge now to go and kind of counter some of those talking points that people always like to bring up in terms of law enforcement.
Because in the end, he's going to do the right thing.
Exactly. I'm very.
Whether it's a DNR.
Yeah, I'm sleeping very well.
Not DNR. Yeah. That's bad.
Exactly.
But D or an R.
Right. So I sleep very well at night, and I think everybody here should as well within the Leon County area. Knowing,
well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Because you finished it.
I did. It was a great time.
You could have gone out and been with us for fun.
I know.
You're like, nope.
I missed so many quarterback club meetings.
I know.
Oh,
I
know.
It was fun, though.
But it was worth it. It was a good time.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, on our next segment, this is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team. 850-656-0009. Our website's purpledoorteam.com. Our next segment, we're going to bring in our guest, which is Laura Kirksey. And she is now joining our team and part of the Playhouse. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So she'll be on a little bit talking about how she handles, she's going to be customer service and how she works with customers and can provide better customer service for Allison James Estates and Home and Patty Wilson and the team. So we'll have her on the next segment. And we're going to talk with Scott about staging. So Scott is in a staging extraordinaire. He can make a pillow look bad. Mm. That's it. Bad. Bad and dank. Well, he can make it look really bad.
Bad and dank seem one and the same.
Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 656-0009. Stay tuned. With us. Thanks. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit
your own. Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team, 850-656-0009. And now in the Playhouse is Laura Kirksey, K-I-R-K-S-E-Y, Kirksey.
Good morning.
Yeah. Welcome to the Playhouse, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
She is actually has been a customer of mine. I sold her home.
Yes, she did.
And she actually voted me on the island. The way they did it, it was like I was going to get voted off the island.
Right? No.
Remember? Yeah, well, because Matt wanted to make it a thing.
Yeah, we wanted to talk through it, process it all, and then make our decision.
And then he's like, I'll let you know Monday. Let you know. So they came to me through Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
So I'm a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider, which I'm very blessed to be.
It's amazing.
It is an amazing program. So they followed Dave Ramsey and they went on Dave's site and filled out the little form and got to speak to three real estate agents.
Yep, three.
That's who they present you with, three.
Yes.
And it's based on your area.
Correct.
Your zip code. And I was chosen onto the island.
Yes.
It was very exciting. I knew their home would sell in a quick minute. It did.
Yes.
And it sold for more money than they expected, which is also nice.
Yes, very nice.
And we've been friends since.
Ever since.
And I have asked her because Laura is really great with customer service. She sells, what do you sell?
I sell LuLaRoe. I'm a fashion retailer. And I also am a Plunder Jewelry Designs stylist.
And she's very good with Facebook Live.
I am.
And she's very good with customer service.
I am.
You also do some volunteers. What's the organization that you work with, the MOPS?
It's the Killarney United Methodist Church Mothers of Preschoolers Group, or around town we're known as KUMC MOPS.
And what do you do for them?
I am on the board, the leadership board. I am their fundraising coordinator this year. But last year I was their registration and dues keeper.
So what are they? What kind of mom can join?
Well, a mom of preschoolers. So basically we market to pregnant moms and moms of children ages 0 through kindergarten. And then we also have another program called Moms Next, which is for moms who have children who are in first grade through high school.
And how many moms are in your group?
In our group, we have about 85 moms that meet.
At MOPS?
Mm-hmm.
85.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many in Moms Next?
They're included in that number because we're together as one group.
It's actually bigger than that.
No, it's 85 moms. And then we have our mentor moms. So these are seasoned ladies. Some of them are members of the church. And they sit with us and they're there to kind of guide us through.
And how long have you been selling LuLaRoe?
A year and a half.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. I love it too.
I know you do.
I buy it for my grandchildren because they can wear the leggings and they're expensive, but they wear the leggings for a very long time, years.
Yes.
And then they can share them and the colors still remain.
Yeah.
And the Plunder Jewelry's new, right?
It is a new thing I added.
And the MOPS, that really is what I've heard from other moms, that it has saved them.
Yes.
It really did save them that they have somebody to listen to them.
Absolutely.
Which is where we come in with customer service.
Yes.
And Laura actually asked me, do you have anything that would fit me? You and Matt had talked.
Yeah.
That said, Laura wanted to do something outside the home now because her children are getting older. And Matt said, call Patty. She'll find something for you.
Yeah. He's like, you should work with Patty.
And I was actually wanting to do something very similar to this. So it's a lot of kismet here.
Yeah.
So customer service means a lot to me. And the reason is you want to feel good and heard and connected to somebody. In the real estate industry, most most customers find their agent through Friendship Network. That's the number one.
Yep.
Number two is referral. Number three is, what is the number three? I don't even know what the number three is, because I don't even think, I mean, I think there's signs, and I think you can go on a site like Zillow or Realtor.com or my own website, Purple Door Team, but you want to feel that connection. The difference between commercial real estate and residential is that connection. Commercial, it's just a more of a business transaction without any emotion. But when you're going to sell your home or buy a home, there's automatically an attachment to emotion. You can't do it without it.
Agreed.
I mean, you can. You just won't do it well for very long.
Right.
My business in real estate has always been to do a vast number of transactions to create the most relationships. I sell homes, whether it's a $25,000 home or $1 million home. I don't care. I don't look at the commission. Commission is not even the issue. The issue is creating the most relationships so that I can have the longest business.
Right.
And that was something that a gentleman named Gene Rivers taught me. And so through that, we are at a level where we need additional customer service. We need to know what our customers want, what they're thinking, because I believe that there has to be on your team someone to fit every type of personality. I cannot fit every type.
Right.
I am not a young mom. I'm an older mom who's young, 50. And I'm not, I don't have that sense. So we brought Laura on for that because she does have that connection to younger moms. What are they thinking? What kind of homes do they want? Where do they want to live? Where are they going to rent? So we help renters. We don't just help homes for sale.
Right.
We help renters. We help people who are already in a rental, which I helped you.
Yep.
With your landlord.
Yes.
And we just want to be able to help.
Right.
Because I think sometimes one phone call, like I got a call about a girl with a refrigerator, young mom. She just called me out of the blue. I didn't even know who she was. And she said, I need help with my refrigerator. Do you know somebody? And I'm like, yes. I want to be that person.
Right.
I want to be that person that feels good at the end of the day that I was able to help somebody for nothing. And because of my connections, I'm doing that. So that's why we brought Lauren. So Laura Kirksey, with a K, tell them, what does customer service, if you're going to an establishment and paying money, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think customer service is really important when you're going somewhere and you're paying for something. You want to feel important. You want to feel heard. You want to feel, I guess, connected. And I think that was one of the things for Matt and I when we were selling our house. One of the reasons we chose you is because, like, we felt like you heard us. You heard what we had to say. And I know through the process, like, literally she would answer every single text, every single email, every single phone call. And, like, for me, I want to be that person for your customers, the person that they know they can reach out to, that I'm going to hear what they have to say, that I'm going to follow through, I'm going to follow up, because I think that's missing.
Follow-up is definitely missing. Fix everything.
No, we can't fix everything.
Like, I can't fix the refrigerator.
Right.
But I can network enough to know who to help her fix the refrigerator at a cost that this single mom could get it done.
Absolutely.
And that's where I think if we could be different, our value proposition could be different than anyone else, it is definitely follow-up.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, I got an email this morning on the appraisal side where a lady, she was funny. She was like, she sent an email and I had never seen an email. She wanted her PMI removed. And she sent it to Access Appraisal Group, which is our appraisal company. And I was like, oh my God, we can't do that. So I immediately called her. Now, meanwhile, she'd already had a conversation with my husband. Mm-hmm. So he knew what was going on. But that was the way, it was like half of a conversation in the email. And she's like, I can't believe you called me so quickly and asked me. I'm like, well, I've never seen an email like this. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that we weren't the person to make the decision on whether your PMI was removed or not. Because I don't want someone hanging. I just think that's maybe the word for customer service is clarity.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, there's nothing worse than reaching out to a business, if you will, and with an email or a phone call and then not ever getting a response. I mean, I know people are busy, but you got to follow through.
And this is Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team. Right now we're talking about customer service. We have Laura Kirksey in the Playhouse. And we were talking about customer service because she's our open doors director.
Yes.
And it was actually a friend of hers that got the title. And I just really like it. And I feel like it fits us. And it fits whatever we do with Patty's Playhouse or Allison James. Is that somebody wants to know that there's a door open that they can actually talk to somebody.
Yes.
And they can talk to us really from 8 o'clock in the morning until about 2 at 3 a.m. because that's about when I go to sleep. Because my mind's always working.
That's Patty. I go to bed early.
Patty forwards the phones and unforwards. So if you're not on with Laura, you'll be on with Patty. But I think clarity, you know, when people ask a question, and Angus, can you help with that? Because you are younger. You're Gen Z, right?
I am Gen Z.
I won't call you millennial.
Don't do
it. But don't you think, when you're going into a place, this is just real quick because we go to break, but it's clarity. People want to know what is going to happen next. They just want clarity.
Right.
Where do I park?
Exactly.
Where is my room?
They don't want to have to go and search for answers or search for, different things by themselves.
They want it to be
right there in front of their face.
Right.
Which separates those, you know, successful businesses from those non-successful businesses is being able to create a climate where all the customer has to do when they enter your business is either buy your product or, you know, they don't have to think about anything else.
Is Gen Z really, really into that? I know we have to go to break. We're going to talk about that, but maybe we'll talk about that later on the other side because I'm really curious on the Gen Z version of customer service. On the other side of the break is our Garnet and Gold segment where we review Garnet and Gold, wine and beer. Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009.
What good can drinking do? What good can drinking do? I drink all night, next day I feel blue. Well, there's a glass on the table.
Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team, and now is our Garnet and Gold segment. This is our third time or fourth, Scott?
Number three.
Three, where we review local wine and alcohol spirit establishments.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just need somebody to start playing the spoons when I hear that song. It just makes me happy.
Goodness. Dolly's,
I love that.
Dolly could do that.
Dolly?
Yes.
Dolly. Pardon?
Spoon.
So Mr. Scott
yes.
is going to go first, and he's going to do the Garnet because he's the wine connoisseur.
Well, I think that's a little much, but I certainly drink enough of it that I should be. We should do a big shout out for last Wednesday.
Yes, go ahead. I'll be quiet.
We were at the Wine Loft, to which no one should be surprised, but we won 3 out of 4 of wine and cheese trivia, which is kind of cool, considering that I changed most of the answers from the team, which got us that win, but nonetheless.
And the questions were really about wine and cheese.
And cheese, right.
It was interesting because I didn't know the questions were going to be about wine.
I didn't either, however, and I don't eat a lot of cheese, but some things just didn't sound right.
I know, so. And you changed the... I went to the restroom and came back, and while I was in the restroom, he told the rest of the team.
I did. I said, you'll find out shortly that I made a few modifications.
What was our team name?
The Wicked Blend, which happens to be... Well, it was the Wicked Red Blend is what I talked about last week on the show, but this... At the Wine Loft, we had a team name, and it was just the Wicked Blend, which we won that as well.
Which
the
we should have.
Best team name. We won the second round, and then we won the second round of the guess of how close we would be to how many answers we would get correct.
Is that how we won it?
That's how we won it. I think you were away at that moment, but yeah.
We won a gift card.
Gift card and...
A bottle of champagne.
Right, and also another gift certificate to... That spot.
Cabela's.
Yeah.
So we gave that to Karen.
Correct.
Because she cares about her hair and I don't.
Well.
So we gave it to Cabela's, which is a beautiful place. It's right there next to the Wine Loft. And she, Karen was very happy to receive said gift.
We don't know if she's used it yet or not, but nonetheless, she got it.
Yeah, it was nice. It was a good team event.
I'm going to review another red wine, surprising, shocking to everyone, I'm sure. But this one wasn't one that I drank at the Wine Loft. It's one that I drank last night. So it's shocking again, right? So it's by Clay House Wines, and it was a Malbec, which for those of you who are frequent listeners, I like a lot of red blends in Malbec. This one happens to be a California wine from Paso Robles. So the wine is like a dark, bold wine, hints of raspberry and strawberry. I know you're shocked by that too, right? And it smelled like cedar and kind of leather,
really?
Which was interesting.
I
swear.
I can't.
It did.
Does not smell like the inside of my car. Go ahead.
That is true. The body of it was full bodied. It was more of a bolder, I guess I would say, wine than I normally drink. But
did it stay in your mouth?
It did, and it went down my throat and all the fun stuff that comes with that. But nonetheless, the finish was good. It was a short finish. Typically, the finish means like how it stays with you. So a short finish means that it dissipates quickly versus one that's, you know, a taste that stays in your mouth. So this one,
well, I do wine. So like if I went to a wine tasting, I'd do it more like a wine shot.
That's basically what a wine tasting is.
I know, but it's more like, you know, you just throw it back. So I'm going to have to look at like a short taste versus a long taste to understand.
That's the finish.
I know, but I don't.
So.
A palate of a 12-year-old. Was it a full bottle? Did you drink?
Last night? Yeah. Yes, I did drink.
Did you nibble with it?
I typically don't nibble with
wine. You just drink wine.
You're more of a nibbler and don't drink as much.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, whether it's non-alcohol or alcohol.
What would pair with it if you were to?
You know, it's funny. I said last night that barbecue would be good with it, and I don't eat much barbecue, but like a braised meat of some sort would go well with it. So
very interesting.
That's it.
But it would be a good dinner
where you
drink.
Can find it. I bought it at Publix.
Great.
Or shopping as a place.
Did you buy four or more so you get a little?
I always buy four or more. But yes.
So I'm going to review. It's Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door team, and we're doing our Garnet and Gold review, which is our play on wine and this time beer. Last week I did bourbon, so I get the amber of the gold, and I drink either bourbon, whiskey. I don't drink clear drinks anymore. I used to, but it doesn't play well with me. And our beer. So if I am at a place like we went to the Wine Loft, I like to go, like, if I'm looking at a football team, I tend to go with the jersey color. So that's why I like Penn State, because they don't have the names on the back. It's a good navy blue. I really enjoyed that. Not a guy thing, a girl thing. So Golden Monkey from Wine Loft is my choice, and the brewing company Downingtown. And we had a wonderful bartender last week.
We really
did. He really was. He was entertaining. He was helpful. He helped our team decide what we were going to drink. He made sure we had plenty of food, that the table was cleared. He was a really nice man.
Had a good time.
It was a good night, and Wine Loft did us very well. They didn't know we were going to review them. They had no idea.
Clearly.
But Wine Loft really, 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 it was a fun night. And we were on the balcony. The weather was great. It was just a great night. And we won, so that was always
makes it
when fun. You're with Patty, winning is important. So I'm reviewing the Golden Monkey from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. So Downingtown, Pennsylvania is actually in Bucks County. It is north of Philadelphia. I went to, my reserve station was at Willow Grove. So it's very close to Downingtown. Willow Grove Naval Air Station is now closed, but that's where I held my reserves when I went to the reserves, which is about an hour and a half east of Harrisburg, where I'm from. And this Golden Monkey, I'm going to not call it the right thing, but it's like a triple. It's a triple. But guess who? The name of the group that added this review, they're called Purple Hops, just an FYI. I thought that was cute. It is bitter. Not a fan. It smelled good, looked good. It was pretty to look at. But I did not like the bitter. It kind of tasted like an IPA on the side, and I don't like bitter. And hops is bitter. And I drank it. I drank all of it. I sipped. It was definitely pretty. It was heavier than I would have normally liked. It was heavier like a, not even a Guinness. I don't even know what it was, but it was just really bitter. And
it took you a while to drink it.
Yeah. I only had the one drink because I was driving. It's supposed to have a fruitiness to it. Yeah, more like the fruit of the rind of the fruit. Like if you're going to eat
what rind of
orange
what fruit?
Rind, that's, you know how orange rind is bitter?
Yes.
Yeah. Like it might, I think its goal was to have more of a, like an IPA shock top kind of fruity flavor, but it was really like they stuck too much rind in it. I don't know. I wasn't a fan. I wouldn't drink it again. I did finish it. They give you a nice sized glass at the wine loft. I just didn't, never again. I felt bad for Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
Well, they call can't it win
a,
them all.
A magical, mystical monkey whose golden soul glows with the wisdom of the ages. No.
Goodness.
My soul did not glow.
Sounds like Wizard of Oz.
I was anti-glow on that one. I did finish it, which in beer, finish. One of the reasons I got it was 9.5% alcohol by volume. But when you sit there and drink it for like 2 hours, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Yeah. I'm moving on from that one. But if you like a little more bitter in your beer, that would be your drink. And it is a blonde.
The foods were good, too.
The food was good.
I mean, I don't...
We had flatbread.
Eat a lot of that, but...
I know. You don't eat anything right now.
No, trying not to.
You go eat. You just don't. So we had flatbread. We had the goat cheese flatbread. And I had ordered the andouille flatbread. And then we had hummus. Karen ordered hummus.
She really liked that hummus.
Well, it was hummus with cucumber. Cucumber's well, my favorite
was,
vegetable.
She really did, she really
and then
did
what
like
else
it.
Did we get? Oh, the tomatoes.
Goat cheese...
That was a goat cheese flatbread, but we got the tomato, like the, what? How do you say it with the mozzarella?
Caprese.
Thank you. Caprese in the background.
That was good.
Romper room.
I actually thought that was good too.
It was good. The tomatoes were
I love
good.
Tomatoes.
I ate all the tomatoes when everybody was done. I was like, I'm not done the tomatoes.
Wow.
It was good. Good stuff. And it wasn't, our bill wasn't that expensive.
No, everything was actually quite good. I think the next one's in the beginning of November.
In the beginning of November?
Like the 6th or 7th.
So where we review next is a surprise because we don't know. We have to think about it.
Till we show up.
Till we show up. And if the four of us show up, Mr. Pompadour and Miss Purple over here, you're going to know you're getting reviewed. Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team, 850-656-0009. PurpleDoorTeam.com is our website. We do sell houses. Holla.
Call us.
Call us. And on that site, you can search. You can search all you want. No one's going to bug you. But Miss Laura's here to help you with your customer service. Do you have any questions about any houses? Next segment, we're going to talk about staging. That's a Scott Stegman.
Stegman.
Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team. Who sings that song? Feels Low Good. What is it called?
Portugal the Man.
Right. I said Portugal. Angus says Portugal the Man.
Angus is going to see him in a couple days, weeks,
months.
But it's a good beat.
It is a good beat.
Give it a 10.
10 out of 10 on the beat scale. That's nice.
I like it.
Super dank.
I like it. Thanks, Scott.
Well, bringing it to the people. What can I say?
It's unique. So Scott's going to talk to us about staging. So the last segment, we talked about customer service. The next thing, when we have a customer come in, we want to see the house, if we're selling it or buying, and we were going to look at the staging.
Well, staging is obviously important. It's your first and only time, I think, to create an impression for your home. You want to make sure that your house looks through the eyes of someone who's going to see it, not through yourself using it day in and day out. So the first thing I would say is curb appeal. So the drive up to the house, make sure the door is freshly painted and clean, windows are clean. You've got landscaping done. Also, mow your grass, for God's sakes. I mean,
light bulbs.
Well, light bulbs are important, especially at night if they're taking a drive-by, but certainly you want to make sure that your home is appealing from the outside. Half the time when showing homes, people won't even want to see certain homes if they drive up and it's not very appealing from the road.
I've had that experience where you set an appointment with the seller and the buyer is with you and they're like, no, thanks. So the agent has to call the listing agent and let them know they don't even want to go in. It is an uncomfortable position.
Uncomfortable because pictures are pictures. And then you get there and you're like, okay, wait a minute. This does not look like the same home.
It should look like a pretty package.
Right? Always.
And not a lot of money, right, Scott? I mean,
no, typically very little money. I mean, half of what we'll talk about in this segment is decluttering and just putting things away and giving a certain perspective to individuals that are looking at your house. So defining a room, making sure that it has a purpose, that it, the elements are in there that would create that purpose.
An element? What do you mean by that?
So if you're going to have an office for a bedroom, then create an office. If you're going to have the bedroom be the bedroom, create the bedroom, but make sure that it has a purpose and what's surrounding it has a purpose.
So if you have an office desk in the bedroom, take it out.
If in fact you do not want it to be an office, absolutely. Take it
out. If you want the look.
Right. Take it out and put those things in storage. I know you probably use it, you know, once every 3 weeks, but the truth is you're trying to sell your home and that's our job. Our job is to guide you accordingly as to what others are going to see and how it makes more sense to not have it in than to have it in. And that's part of decluttering. It's not just getting the mixer and your spices off the kitchen cabinets. It's often, especially in Tallahassee, people have too much furniture. It weighs a room down and it is something that when people come in, they can't see how large the home is. It's often difficult to maneuver yourself through it. So it is removing some of that furniture that will allow others to see how big a room is, how nice the room is. You can see the floors, just getting things off the floors. It just weighs a room completely down.
And furniture to scale for the room. We buy furniture because we're living in a home based on our own comfort.
Well, and a lot of people like recliners, but recliners are not necessarily the biggest selling feature of a home when going in.
It's all I own.
Well, which is
but I'm not selling my house.
Which is perfectly fine. It's not that you shouldn't be comfortable in your own home, but
right.
If you are enlisting us to sell your home, no different than if you were going to sell your car, you're going to go out, you're going to have it cleaned, you're going to have it detailed, you're going to get the spots off the floor, you're going to want to make sure that everything is according in order to get the best price for your home.
So can I be the antagonist?
Sure.
I live in the house. I want to stay. I'm the seller. I still live in this house.
You do live in that house, but during this period, it's my job to sell it. So if the recliner is, you have to pick your battles. If the recliner is the thing that you absolutely have to sit in every day, then I'm going to leave it and I'm going to stage around it. But truthfully, if there are things there that you don't need, such as your Wii game that you don't play very frequently where the cords are everywhere, or the 13 recliners that are in there and there's only two people, so you're using one, it is the ability to go in and just remove some of the excess. So I don't want it to be unlivable. I just want it to sell for what I see it could be, not necessarily what you're living in.
And how we base that is we look at the other homes at the price range you want to sell.
Well, correct. I mean,
that have sold, not that might sell, but have sold. And we look as an appraiser or as a realtor, as an agent, we want to know what's most likely to happen.
Correct. So I want the room to be reflective of what it can be. So many people, they have a specific seat. So not only the recliner, but it needs to be pushed against the wall. I typically like to go in and float furniture because it
floating
just, floating means it's not adhered to the back of a wall, meaning it's out in the middle.
In the space.
So I'm creating space in a room because typically if you have an open floor plan, the idea is to give it that purpose.
Definition.
Here's the dining area that it could be. Here's where you're going to sit and watch TV. Here's where you may interact with friends when they come over. But I just want to give it more of a purpose than often what people do.
Patty Wilson and Patty's Playhouse with the Purple Door Team, 850-656-0009. We are talking about staging tips that cost you a little bit of money. Scott's already talked about landscaping, making the house a pretty picture. We're going in talking about decluttering. When should people, if they're going to start to think about selling their home before they've hired their realtor, just even think you're moving, so you want boxes, you should start thinning out. But how long do you think it takes people on average?
I would say on the average, probably 120 days. I would say 90 days is a good time to actually be in the midst of getting the majority out.
So that's an aha. Aha means I just thought of something.
Right.
If I'm going to sell my house in February, because right around Super Bowl is when our season starts. So February, now they've moved Super Bowl into February, which is kind of ridiculous in and of itself. It used to be January. So February, they should really start considering the middle of this month or November to get it done.
Correct. But I think you're right in terms of
timing.
Right. So most people are going to wait to the holidays. They're just going to have to kick it in high gear right after, you know, January 1st. Yeah,
but they can thin out their closet or something.
Well, and hopefully you're doing that because you're going to get things for Christmas. So you need to be taking out as much as you're bringing in. So certainly I hope that people are doing that. But if you're not, you should be thinking of thinning that out because it's often we go into homes where there's just so much. And then you sell your home and you quickly have to take all that with you.
You have to move it.
Right.
But I was speaking to people this week about their closets, and I thought just one way to help is take out the clothes you're not going to wear for the next season, but to thin your closet space out and have uniform hangers. So a lot of people have, just random hangers that they're getting from Kohl's or wherever. But a uniform hanger
makes a huge
difference.
Makes a huge difference when showing a home and looking at a closet. Absolutely.
Huge
makes a huge difference.
Cleaning out the mugs that you know you're not going to use, like the mugs that your kids made, take that out. Thin out your
plaques
your
on the wall, all of your plates that you've collected
People
over the last 30
open
years.
Open up your cabinets because
and
they want
to linen closets.
Because they want to know what
fold your sheets.
Well, I won't.
You need to make sure that it looks spacious.
I hide them.
Whatever
hide
you have
them
to, whatever
I don't
you have
know how to
do.
Fold a
whatever,
fitted
whatever
sheet.
You have to do, but you want to make sure that someone sees it no different than you would if you were going to stay at a hotel or if you were looking to buy a home. You want something that is packaged well.
But you also want to know that your life can fit into this house.
Correct.
And if it's full of stuff, they think my stuff won't fit in this house.
Correct.
Because look how this looks.
Correct.
That's how I see it. As the non-staging person.
Well, I mean,
I want to know, will my stuff fit?
Well, I think it is the folding of the sheets and knowing that the customer is going to do the things that you're speaking of is probably the next big tip that I would give. It's paying attention to the details, making sure that your bed is not just made, but it is perfected and it has a look and so that you can redo that day in and day out. So I don't want to go in and create a bed that you can't make the next day, but I certainly want it to have a particular look. The idea behind all of that is, again, packaging. That's what marketing is all about. If we're looking to get the most money for your home, it is going to be done by packaging it in the best way that we know how, and that's paying attention to details. It's what everybody looks at, but not many know how to do. It's going in and making sure that things are seen through a different viewpoint than you who's living in the home day in and day out. The spices on the counter, you know, that throw you have on the back of your recliner that doesn't go with what's there. Your curtains that don't necessarily match the room. There are little things that we can do that make a huge difference in the way that someone
and costs
will see
you
a house. Very little. And half the
or
time,
nothing.
Half the time we even have it.
Yeah,
so
I keep it.
If they come directly to us, I mean, and hopefully you will, but the idea is that we'd be able to do those things. And in doing that, the last thing I would say is keep it light. Everybody wants to walk into a house and see light. They don't want to see it with all of your curtains pulled, your blinds shut. It's about seeing it light, which means have your windows clean. Get the little things done. They make a big difference.
850-656-0009, Patty Wilson. Thanks for listening. See you next week.